بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the noble prophet, the believers of his family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. During the last night talk, we came across five categories of people pertaining to the applicability of the rulings of fasting. Tonight, inshallah, we'll talk about the sixth category, and this is the traveler and fasting. The traveler and fasting. When we say the traveler, what's meant is the one who is performing legal travel, in the sense that he is traveling to conduct what is allowable, permitted, and not haram. Or he intends to perform a legal travel, and he does not intend in any way to make it as a trick for himself to break the fast. If he intends this cheating, then he cannot take the permit of breaking the fast, and it would be forbidden for him, and then fasting will be mandatory upon him in this case. And with respect to the rulings concerning the fasting of the traveler, then these can be summarized as follows. Number one, if fasting or breaking the fast is the same in terms of their degree of easiness to himself or upon himself, then it is better for him to fast on his travel. And it is permissible for him not to fast. So if fasting or breaking the fast are the same for their degrees of easiness, then fasting is better. However, it is permissible for him to break the fast. In the Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, we used to travel with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and neither did the persons observing fast criticize those who were not observing fast. And this is in 3, 168 in Al-Bukhari, volume 3, 168. And in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abi Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they, meaning the companions, used to consider that the one who finds the strength and fasts, then this is better. And they used to consider that the one who finds weakness and breaks the fast, then this is better. So the first case, therefore, if fasting or breaking the fast are the same for their degree of easiness, فَالصَّوْمُ أَفْضَلْ, then fasting is better. But breaking the fast is permissible because of these hadiths which we related. And also because of the reasoning that it is easier to, if he fasts, it is easier for him to fulfill what's dutiful upon him from the command of fasting. And when he fasts, when the people fast, then this is even more motivating to him. The second case, if the traveler, if it is difficult for the traveler, if it's a hardship on him, if the fasting is hardship on him, then he breaks the fast and does not fast in the traveling. Take for example the situation with the companions. In the hadith reported by Jabir that the Prophet والسلام, when he was on his way to Mecca during the year of victory of Mecca, he was fasting until he reached a place called Qura'ul Ghamim outside Medina, and the companions were fasting with him. They fasted almost 8 days. Then he was informed أن الناس قد شق عليهم الصيام, that people started feeling the hardship of fasting, وأنهم ينظرون فيما فعلت, and they will see what you're going to do. فدعا بقدح من ماء, so the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام called for a container of water after عصر, look at the time, after عصر, and he drank, and people looking at him, while people looking at him, this is reported in Muslim. Also, the third situation, if the difficulty is very strong and intense, the hardship, then in this case it is forbidden to fast during the trouble. In the same hadith which I related to you, the hadith of Jabir, when the Prophet ﷺ was going on his way to on the conquest of Mecca, and he broke the fast when it was difficult on the people, he was told in بعض الناس قد صام, that some people continued fasting. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أولئك العصاء, أولئك العصاء, these are the disobedient, these are the disobedient ones. So these are the three guidelines for people on travel during the month of Ramadan. And we can add also some benefits to this as follows. Number one, the traveler. This covers the traveler who is on foot or riding a camel or a mount or riding a car or flying, taking a flight or the like. And this covers the one who was thirsty during his travel or was hungry and thirsty, or nothing of that touched him, because the Sharia generalized the permit to break the fast, whether hardship was manifested or not. Due to the general saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ليس من البر الصوم في السفر, it is not of righteousness to fast during the travel, and in accordance with the situations which we covered earlier. Of course, that's in to combine all the hadiths together. And we cannot say that this is because in the past they used to travel walking or riding mounts and donkeys and etc. No. Because had the ruling differed because of the development of these means in our times and so forth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made that clear. Take for example the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nahl, verse 8, والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها ويخلق ما لا تعلمون. Look at this. And he has created horses, mules and donkeys for you to ride as an adornment, and he creates other things of which you have no knowledge. So this is concerning this status or condition of a traveler. Question, case. If the person travels during the day of fasting, is it permissible for him to break the fast? The correct opinion is that yes, it is permissible for him to break the fast. Case 2. It is permissible during the travel to eat and drink and have sexual intercourse when the person breaks the fast. And any of these things is a breaking means of the fast. So he may discontinue the person in travel, he may discontinue the fasting and breaks it by having the sexual intercourse with his wife, or drinks or eats any of that. But it is forbidden for him to have sexual intercourse with his wife while residing, while in residence, meaning when he is not traveling. And if a person does this, and we will explain all these rulings regarding this, but just to hint to it now because it's relevant, if a person does this while fasting in residence, first of all, the following matters are due upon him. The following matters are due upon him. Number one, corruption of the fast, invalidation of the fast. Number one, invalidation of the fast. Secondly, he must refrain the rest of the day. He must refrain the rest of the day. He must refrain the rest of the day. No eating, no drinking, no nothing. Thirdly, must make up this day. Must make up this day. He must make up this day. Fourth, he is sinful for doing that. Fifth, he must come up with the material atonement. He must come up with the material atonement, al-kafara, which is, and in order, number one, freeing a slave if affordable. Fleeing a slave if affordable. Freeing a slave if affordable. If not, then fasting 2 consecutive months. If not, then fasting 2 consecutive months. Thirdly, if this is unaffordable, the fasting of the 2 consecutive months, then should feed 60 poor persons. Should feed 60 poor persons. These are in ordered and consecutive. He cannot jump to the second or the third unless the first is unattainable or unafforded. And similarly with the second. This is concerning these matters pertaining to the illegal sexual intercourse with the wife during the fasting days of Ramadan. Case 3. Drivers continuously on their trucks or cars traveling from one place to another are considered musafirs, like the traveler in terms of the applicability of the rulings. Continuously on their trucks, on their buses, on their, driving all the time from place to place. They are considered travelers in terms of the applicability of the rulings. But taxi drivers within the city, they are not considered the case. Or drivers within the city are not considered travelers. So they don't take the rulings of the travelers. So these people can break the fast in Ramadan and make up their fast during the short winter days because they are shorter and cooler. And if any one of them, of these continuously driving persons, visits his family and stays there, then he must fast during his stay. Case. Is it better to fast or to break the fast while performing the Umrah, traveling to perform Umrah, if it is not hard upon him during this travel? If it is not hard upon him during this travel, then it is better for him to fast. And if it is difficult and he needs the strength for the Umrah, then it is better for him to break the fast. And it is permissible for him to break the fast. And the Prophet ﷺ, when he entered Mecca, he entered on the 20th of Ramadan and he was not fasting, he broke the fast. So this is better if that is stronger for him to perform the Umrah. It is better for him than to break the fast. Yes, the Prophet ﷺ broke the fast on the way, as we learned from the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri earlier. Case. A traveler for 1 year or more, should he fast or break the fast? The majority of the scholars is that he fasts and does not shorten the prayers. This is one opinion, and it's the majority of the scholars' opinion. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية and ابن القيم are with the opinion that they take the rulings of the traveler. They take the rulings of the travelers. And this is what is apparent from the textual proofs, that there is no limit for the stay. And there will be some details now shortly, but just continue with me, inshallah. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, stayed in Azerbaijan, stayed 6 months in Azerbaijan, shortening the prayers. Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, stayed 6 months in Azerbaijan, shortening the prayers. However, this matter requires the following details. Number one, those from them Azerbaijan is in the is close to Armenia. This is one of the former Soviet Union controlled countries or state. Okay, we go to the subject again. Whoever of them intends to reside in the place where he traveled to, then in this case he is like a resident. He wants to stay for long, open. Then he is like a resident. And therefore the rulings upon him will be the rulings on the resident. Second case, second situation. If he intends to stay a limited period for a limited purpose, for a specific purpose, and he doesn't know when that will end, and that if it ends or when it ends, they will return to their homes, these are like the merchants, trade people, or who go to conduct specific business with certain government agencies and so forth in the world. Then these are like the musafirs in ruling, like the travelers in ruling. The third situation, so if he intends to stay a limited time for a specific purpose and he doesn't know when the period will end, and he will return to his home when he finishes his work, these are like the travelers in ruling. The third situation, a limited stay for a specific purpose while knowing when it will end, and when it will end they will return home, then the correct opinion that the rulings of fasting apply upon them. And this is the choice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, the choice of our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, and his Shaykh Abdul Rahman bin Sa'di and others. And this is the correct opinion. So they can break the fast. However, fasting for them is better if it is not hard on them. And they should not delay the making of the days they break till after the next Ramadan, unless or otherwise the days that they should make up will amplify and be a lot and a burden upon them, and it is feared that they may abandon making them up. Case: a traveler who broke his fast, on travel, returns home during the day of Ramadan, during a day on Ramadan, during the day, one of the days of Ramadan, he returns home, he finishes his work and travel, whatever, and he broke the fast on travel and he comes home during the day. Should he refrain from eating, drinking, etc., or what? There is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this matter. One opinion is he must refrain, and the correct opinion is that he should not refrain, but of course he should make up this day. A similar situation like this, and we will talk about it when we talk about the ill people, is like an ill person who recovers during the day of Ramadan. The correct opinion is that he should not refrain from eating and drinking, etc. Now, we will relate to you important guidelines concerning the travel of people from one country to another, countries in which the beginning of fasting differed, some before the other or the opposite. The ruling on this is, his fasting and breaking the fast should be in accordance with the place he is in, when and how. We will give examples, but the basic ruling is that his fasting and the breaking of this of the fast will be following the country in which he is present in. Bearing in mind, if his days of fasting are less than 29, due to this difference between these two countries, then it's a must upon him to make up for one day, because the lunar month cannot be less, than 29 days. And this ruling is based on the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, fast for its sighting, meaning fast for the sighting of the crescent of the month of Ramadan, and وَفْتِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ, and break the fast for its sighting, meaning the crescent of the month of Shawwal, which comes after Ramadan, which ends the fast. And also, this is in line with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, who said, إِنَّمَا الشَّهْرُ تِسْعَةُ وَعِشْرُونَ, verily the month, meaning the lunar month, is 29 days. So, don't fast until you see it, meaning the crescent of the month of Ramadan. وَلَا تُفْتِرُ حَتَّى تَرَوْ, and don't break the fast until you see it, meaning the crescent of the month of Shawwal. This is in Bukhari and Muslim. Let us take examples. He moves from a country where they fasted a day after, one day after the beginning of the fast in the country he traveled to. Is that clear to you, this example now? Is that clear, the example? طيب. For example, in his country the fasting started on Sunday. And in the country he traveled to, the fasting started on Saturday. In the country he traveled to, they sighted the moon and they fasted 29 days. So, he breaks the fast with them, but now he fasted how much? 29 or 28? Yes. Now, in the country where he traveled to, their Ramadan was confirmed 29 days due to the citation of the month of Shawwal. So this person fasted actually how many days? This is a question to you. How many days he now fasted? 29 or 28? They started ahead of them. Exactly. 28. 28. Correct? No, 27. You meant 28. So he breaks the fast with them and he makes up one day. And he makes up one day. Correct. Another example. Another example. They started one day before, meaning in his country, they started fasting one day before the country he traveled to. For example, they started their fast on Sunday. And in the country he traveled to, they started the fast on Monday, a day ahead. Now, country he left started the fast on Sunday, and the country he traveled to started on Monday. Now, in this latter one, in the country he traveled to, they did not sight the moon on the 29th, so they completed Ramadan 30 days. What should he do? Two opinions. He continues to fast with them, even if that would mean he would fast 31 days. Because the moon was not sighted, and thus it's not permissible for him to break the fast. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you see it, then break the fast. This is one opinion. The second opinion, he should not exceed 30 days. So, he breaks the fast secretly, and celebrates the Eid with them. He doesn't openly break the fast. He keeps it secret with himself. He does not openly break the fast. Why? In order to be with the rest of the Muslims. And he celebrates the Eid with the people. Is this clear? The stronger opinion, and this is, if we take by the hadith that the month is 29 or 30, then the second opinion would be stronger, and Allah, the Most High, knows best. Take another example. Yes, exactly. He doesn't eat openly in front of the people. Yes, exactly. That's what it is. He keeps it to himself. The third example. The same case the same case, the same previous case. They started fasting on Sunday in the country of origin, and they started fasting on Monday in the country he traveled to. However, in the country he traveled to, they broke the fast, sighting the moon on the 29th. So they fasted 29 days. In this case, he will break the fast with them. And in this case, he fasted 30 days. Is that clear? That's easy, right? It's easy, alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Fourth case. They both, the country of origin and the country he traveled to, they both fasted on the same day. They started the fast on the same day. Now he is in the country he traveled to, and they broke the fast, finishing 29 days because of the sightation of the moon. So this is the same. Breaks the fast, 29 days here, 29 days there. Now, in that case, Saba, what's relevant is the place where he is going to, not flying over. Inshallah, these cases are understood. Are these examples on this general foundation? Is that clear, inshallah? So this brings the end of the category on fasting. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on fasting of the traveler, I mean, and the rulings pertaining to that. I ask Allah the Most High to make of this a beneficial matter to myself and to all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.